Well, you know, I was actually getting a little chubbed up picturing scantily clad circus performers.
Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 39 of the Shave Chimpanzee podcast. It is September 13th.
I don't fucking know.
Year of ours, 2009. We're just a duet today. We're the Captain and Tennille of podcasting.
Okay.
Today. Is that good?
Yeah, that
works.
Little
Captain and T. C and T. So we're the Captain and Tennille, and how's everything going with you?
Seals and Crofts.
Yeah, what's the deal with them?
I don't know. Are they gone? Are they dead?
I don't know. I don't know what the story is with Seals and Crofts.
Summer Breeze.
So, as everybody knows, that's Robert French, who's joining us for the 39th time
yeah,
in 39 tries. And Justin Goff is here as well. We have dogs in the spurs. Oh, I guess that means...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
I guess that means we got to start. Okay. And I'll turn this down a little bit.
It actually works.
Loud. It does.
It comes in. You fixed the volume.
No, I'm doing something different today.
Oh, okay.
I found a workaround for my technical constraints.
Is that like a reach around?
Yeah, the lack of knowledge of how all this shit works. I found a workaround.
Oh, you faded away.
Did I really?
Oh, big time.
Okay, so these mics are really not so great.
Just put it in your mouth.
Pretty much. Okay, so we're here. It's just the two of us. We'll get right into why Scott has turned his back on us. Today is the opening of the NFL season for 2009. Scott,
really?
For some odd reason, is a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Hmm.
And Bob's more of a Browns fan. But
yeah, no.
And Brown is, as we know, spelled B-R-A-U-N.
That's exactly correct.
The Cleveland Browns. They all carry shavers to the game. So then when the team inevitably loses, they throw electric razors at them. So anyways, yeah, he's at home and he's watching because he's got this. He and I have an understanding, an agreement, if you will.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the agreement?
So, like you occupy his Saturdays with the...
with my nonsense?
Yeah, with your football bullshit.
Yeah.
He just masturbates freely on Sundays to the...
So the deal is his wife works for a big communications concern, and so he's got like a special deal with all of his communications stuff going in and out of the house. So now he's got all the games he needs and everything like that, and for an extra $6 a month, he gets the college games that I need. So
did you throw him the $6?
I offered to give him the six, whatever it is, $7 per month for the next 4 months. They refused to take my money.
They just asked you to please
flatly refuse,
not show up every Saturday.
And we'll get into how much I'm taking advantage of this situation.
Oh yeah,
based on what happened yesterday.
Well, because they had to do something, I'm sure. So you were provided the house key.
Well, that's definitely true.
Really?
A nice house key. It's on a Hawaii little surfboard keychain. Very cool.
Is that right?
Very cool, but not very practical.
Well, they just did that so you couldn't keister it.
Probably.
Yeah.
And although there is blood and fecal matter on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Thank you, Jules Winfield, again.
Are you waking folks up? Is that what the intent is there?
I just love quotes from that movie. You know, I looked for the one of Marcellus Wallace after he's been raped, and Bruce Willis asks him if he's okay, and he says, no, nah, man. I'm pretty fucking far from it. But I can't find that one anywhere.
No way.
I can find so many other ones, but I can't find that one.
That is priceless. That's a good stuff.
That's about as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
No, nah, man. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
That's...
But you get the second half of that quote is, no, I'm going to go get some hard pipe-hitting niggers and take a pair of pliers and a blowtorch to this guy and get medieval on his ass. That's the second half of that. Just before that, he says the whole thing about, nah, I'm pretty fucking far from him.
Yeah, that's really good. And it's really uncomfortable.
Yes, it is. There was, do you remember... there was a radio sex show called Talking Sex with Dr. Sue and Jagger. Does that sound at all familiar from the 90s? I think it's still going, but they used to have it on the radio in New Orleans, like on Saturdays or Sunday. And it was really funny because this Jagger guy was funny. And it was almost like, you know, the idea of love lines.
Oh, yeah.
How it had Corolla was the funny and Dr. Drew was the convivial, if I may.
You may.
And somebody called up and said, yeah, I can't stop masturbating to that scene from Pulp Fiction. And they didn't really know what he was talking about. So they were like, oh, that's not really a big deal. Yeah, he's masturbating to a guy being raped by another guy.
By a troll.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's with that. So let's get back to Scott, who has again deserted us. He's not here. The microphone is sitting unattended where he usually sits in the grotto.
But I have to tell you, the individual sitting in Scott's seat is much more attractive.
Yeah, that's Nilla, the puppy, the peeing puppy. So anyways, he's home, he's watching the game. He's not unlike you in certain ways, where he's very much a stickler. And his sticklerism manifests itself in the fact that he refuses to record the game and watch it later. Even if we can guarantee that that no one between now and the time he watches the game is going to tell him what the score
right.
is. But this is the first time he said, like, the full deal. So, as you mentioned earlier, I think he's sitting at home with a jar of Vaseline, and he's just naked, but he's wearing flippers. I have no idea why.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's playing Aquaman with his wife
as he's watching the game.
That's why he's wearing flippers. And their pool's coming along well, actually. It looks pretty nice. I was over there yesterday. I went for the swim. For some reason there's a TV tray in the middle of it with a bunch of shit on it.
In the pool.
Yeah. It's not a TV tray. It's some kind of a bench of some sort. But it looks like, I don't even know that it's a horse. It's more of like it looks like a reinforced tall TV tray.
I'll be.
So anyway, and there was no, forget it. So anyways, yesterday, the lead in for the show was obviously the Michigan fight song.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
Yesterday. You do now.
I do.
Yesterday, they played Notre Dame, who pretty much everybody who isn't from Chicago or northern Indiana, who has half a brain, does not like Notre Dame. They're tired of having them rammed down their throats. So anyways, I hate them with a passion. And they played Michigan yesterday. And last year, Michigan gave the game away, turned the ball over 6 times. Terrible. The first in a long line of depressing defeats last year. But I couldn't take them losing. So the deal is, and for the first game, what I said was the games both started at 12:30. So last week and then yesterday, Scott was nice enough to record the game for me. I want to take up as little of their time as possible with my own shenanigans. So what I say is record the game. I'll come by around 2 o'clock. I'll fast forward through the commercials and all the bullshit. So I'm taking up as little of your time as possible. And by the way, I'll bring you food. So anyway, are you following?
Yeah.
You got to actively listen so I make sure you're awake and alive.
My eyes are open.
They are. But this is, you know, people can't see you.
Yeah, it's a football thing too. I'm kind of glazing.
But this is, it's not necessarily related to football. I mean, football is at the heart of it, but we're not talking about plays.
It's your massive intrusion on these people's lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You don't get any argument from me on that. So anyways, yesterday they had to volunteer at some sort of health fair. Did you hear about that?
Well, was that court mandated or
no?
Oh, you said they had to.
Well, they agreed. One of their friends asked them to help. They agreed to do it. Are you aware of what happened yesterday?
No.
It was like 3,000 people. They did a free clinic for 3,000 people. They had dentistry. They had GPs there.
Very nice.
A lot of stuff.
That's nice.
And Scott and
was it that Ram? It's an acronym for
Random Acts of Meanness.
No, rural. It's supposed to be rural access medicine or something, but it works out in the cities as well because there's so many uninsured folks.
I'm not sure. I think it might be related to. It might be, but it's a friend of theirs' mom. Her work did it, so she asked them to participate. They were happy to do so.
Yeah, that's good.
So, anyways, they were there the whole day.
Really.
And so my deal was the game starts at 12:30. I'll probably drop by their house around 2. I'll be totally unfettered. No one will be there. And I'll watch the game and excuse myself, let their cats outside who don't go outside ever, and everybody will be fine.
Yeah, except for the cats.
Except for the cats. We're not concerned about the cats. They need to, frankly, and I know that they're going to listen to this eventually, but the cats need to toughen up a little bit. They're pretty soft. So we were going to do that.
Have they been declawed?
No, I don't think so, because there's a real turn against the whole declawing nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like chopping off their fingers.
Yeah.
So anyways, we did the... So I'm hanging around the house. I'm cleaning the house yesterday because my loath, the lady of the house, was out of town for 4 days. So
really?
I had to get rid of the...
And you just had everything all stuck together.
I had to get rid of everything. I was cleaning out the fridge, doing all sorts of stuff. So I figured I would monitor the game because there's no way I can watch them lose to Notre Dame. Just hate them. So I'm monitoring the game, and it's very close. It's back and forth. And then I get a text from Scott who says that they're home to come by anytime. So I text him back, and I'm like, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. I'm not watching this game unless they win. It may not be suspenseful if they do win and I watch it knowing the outcome, but it's so much better for my constitution.
Oh yeah.
So I do that, and then I said, I don't know what's going on. How about I let you know around 3:30? So I'm basically holding them hostage at this point.
Right.
They're probably waiting to go out, you know, help somebody, eat, do something along those lines. I'm holding them hostage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
There's Jules again.
That's nice.
So, anyways, and that I didn't even know it was coming, and I paused for it.
You did. I noticed that. Yeah.
So we go to. So I say, give me till 3:30, till I'm certain that they're going to actually. Let me get this to where I can actually see it. Give me till 3:30 till I'm pretty sure what the outcome of this game is going to be, and I'll let you know. So now I've pushed it out an hour and a half.
Right.
Well, in the interim, I find the game online. So I've decided I'm going to watch the second half of this game. So I'm watching the game, and it just keeps going back and forth. And 3:30 comes and goes, and they haven't heard from me. And then it gets close to 4, and I'm like, I can't leave them hanging much longer. I finally send him, and then Notre Dame goes up after they were down by 11. I send him a text reading. Don't worry about it. I'm not coming over. Sorry for hanging you up for so long. And I feel like a heel, but I've got a certain amount of neuroses I've got to enable.
You did promise them food as well, right?
Nah, for yesterday, we didn't really talk about that because, and we'll get to that, but
okay.
Because they weren't going to be there, we never broached the subject of food. So 3:30 comes and goes. About 4 o'clock, I say, you know, I'm not coming. Don't worry about it. Then Michigan drives, and they end up winning the game, which is great, and everybody's happy who has half a brain. And at that point, I call them, and I apologize for holding them hostage. And frankly, it seemed like they didn't really care. I mean, they'd been up since 5 or something. for this volunteer thing.
Yeah.
So they probably just wanted to go home and relax anyways. But right. They also probably didn't want some fucknut, you know, jacking with their shit coming over late. So I say, listen, I saw the second half. I don't need to watch it again. Do you guys want to go out and get something to eat or maybe watch the Ohio State USC game?
How'd that come out?
Ohio State lost.
Really?
Last minute. Yeah, they were up 15-10, and then they end up losing 17-15. Hmm. They had USC pinned back on their 4-yard line or something, and they marched 96 yards for last minute touchdown.
Nice.
So anyway, but everybody thought Ohio State was going to get their asses handed to them. So that's actually not bad, a 2-point loss, because I think they were like 17-point underdogs or something like that. So anyways, we end up, he says, yeah, let me talk to Beulah. I'll see what time. I'll see if she wants to go out and eat. We'll let you know. Calls me back. They want to go out to eat. They're even going to drive. So I don't even have to drive. We then go out to eat Coach and Willie's downtown. You ever been there?
No.
It's actually not that bad. The 3rd Street and south of, between like Lincoln and Jackson or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln and Madison.
Yeah, it's nice.
And good food. Then they fucking pay. So I've got, not only do I hold them hostage, now they're paying for me. Then I try to leave the tip. They won't do that. I try to give them cash. They won't do that. So they pay. Then they proceed to drive me home. No, they didn't even drive me home. Then they said, do you want to come back to our house, watch the rest of the USC-Ohio State game? So I did that. Very nice.
So you're
salt
kinda,
of the earth.
You're kind of like...
I'm a huge imposition.
You're like the old man in the neighborhood that folks feel sorry for.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, my wife was out of town for a few days, so the pity was warranted.
Did you have everything all just stuck together?
No, but, you know, like when she goes out of town, it's... I'm not myself. There's no structure involved. I'm going to bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting up at like, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The dogs never get fed. Look at them. They're all emaciated. They don't even have the energy to stay awake, for God's sakes.
That was in an old Grateful Dead song.
What's that?
The dogs have not been fed in years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of a metaphor is that?
It might be Touch of Grey.
What kind of a metaphor is that?
I don't know.
You like the Grateful Dead?
Generally not so much.
Is that because you don't like the Grateful Dead or you don't like their fans?
Oh, no, I don't. The fans don't bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
The Deadheads?
Yeah, I don't care.
See, they bother me.
Yeah, whatever. It works for them. They're not an imposing group. We were on our way back from Niagara Falls one time, and actually this is... Early, no, it would have been mid-80s, and there was a Grateful Dead tour going on, and we ran into a bunch of Deadheads.
So it was just you, your wife, and your son?
No, my daughter was there too, but she was a baby.
I guess, huh?
Yeah, a little
How
baby.
Old is she now?
23, she'll be 23.
So yeah,
86.
She must have been really young.
Yeah, she was just a baby, so it's probably like 86, maybe 87. Anyway, we stopped at this giant rest stop on 90,
right,
coming back from the falls, and the whole rest stop was completely full of Volkswagen buses, and
really,
and the Deadheads were in the restrooms trying to bathe themselves and stuff. So they were just like naked people all over the restrooms and stuff. It didn't bother me. They're not. That's just a happy, relaxed group, you know what I mean?
Right. They're not going to cause any trouble, but
they smell of
patchouli. And
yeah, it's okay. I'm okay with it.
They reek of patchouli and shame. Patchouli and regret.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No?
The patchouli and...
Sloth.
Maybe they're... I don't know.
What would be the right adjective for them? Regret?
No.
Sloth?
No.
I think sloth is a good
one. I don't think.
You don't think?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and then did you try to give them your baby?
Yeah, no.
So this is more than we bargained for.
No,
no.
No. It was kind of cool, though, actually.
But then you got to explain this to your son, these naked people, using the public bathroom sink as a...
You know, I don't know, other than just saying,
shower.
There was a Grateful Dead gig in upstate New York, and they must be headed our way.
How old would he have been, Robert Jr.?
I don't know, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was good though. You know, I actually took the little guy to a tattoo show one time whenever we were back home.
A tattoo show?
Yeah, you know, they had a thing in the fairgrounds in Akron, and I'm like, yeah, I'd like to go look eyeball this stuff. So
was that obviously emceed by Hervé Villachez?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. A little
so we, you know, we went
island joke.
Yeah, man. Didn't he shoot himself in the melon?
Did he kill himself?
I think so.
That would have been, you know, that's back when it was okay to laugh at midgets.
Yeah, you can't laugh at midgets anymore.
Not really, not anymore.
But I really don't, I don't know, other than the little bow-legged, bow-armed ones that really walk fast and funny.
With the foreheads?
Yeah, giant foreheads.
The five heads?
Yeah. I you know, and that's just because they're comical to watch walk quickly. Because they're real quick and...
But because everything is compact, they usually look rather muscular.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They're like, you know, little bodybuilders.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah.
Then you get the little dude like
orangutans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's quite a knuckle dragger there, the orangutan.
Originally, I think in those Clint Eastwood movies, I think they wanted to make Clyde, they wanted to cast a midget or a dwarf, but I don't think anybody was going to go for that.
Really?
Yeah. Did you watch those movies?
I did.
Every Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way You Can?
Yes.
As a kid, I liked them. But who thinks that's really a good movie? A bare-knuckle boxer.
Yeah, I didn't like him so much.
With an orangutan who's running from the mob.
Well, you know, in the same time, they were, you know, they had a Cannonball Run. And I mean,
at least had cars, though, right?
Yeah, but, oh, it's just so ridiculous.
So crappy?
Yeah, so crappy. I mean, anything with Burt Reynolds in it was really garbage.
Pretty much. There was Dennis Miller's Off-White album from 88, I think. It's got so many great lines on it. And one of the lines he was talking about was that he went to see a movie when he was in West Virginia doing a gig. And he's like, I went to see a movie while I was in West Virginia called Cannonball Run 2.
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
That's Harvey Keitel, the wolf in that movie. And so he talks about going to West Virginia and seeing Cannonball Run 2. And he said, at the end of the movie, people broke up into individual discussion groups to talk about the symbolism, the recurrent use of Deloise as a Christ figure.
Oh, yeah.
These are the kind of folks that read the Sunday comics with a yellow highlighter.
Rest in peace. Didn't he just pass away?
Who's that? Dom DeLuise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a while ago. But what was he good? Didn't really do anything those movies, did he?
No, not so much. I think he was you get a vibe from folks, and he's one of the folks I remember as a kid, and, you know, he was on with Mike Douglas, and, you know, doing some stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know what he did other than, like, comedic kind of thing.
Right.
But I think he was probably a very nice guy.
Didn't he also cook under the moniker Chef Paul Prudhomme?
Oh, my God. Everybody. Isn't that something?
They look a lot alike.
Oh, they sure do.
They wore those same stupid hat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I ate at his restaurant in Louisiana.
I bet it wasn't good.
No, it was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, I was there.
Or then it was ridiculously priced.
No, the weird thing is we went for lunch, because usually you can get around the ridiculous prices if you go to these places for lunch.
Yeah, the blue hair buffet.
Went there for lunch. Nah, they don't have buffets at places like that. But we went there for lunch, and they seat you with whoever, because they want to stack the tables.
What?
So we were sitting with...
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It was me and two ladies that had come down for Mardi Gras, and we were sitting with two old ladies from Michigan, and a guy in his late 30s or 40s from South Carolina.
I'm not doing that.
And they started talking about the blacks.
What?
Yeah, in mixed company. And the ladies from Michigan were like, well, it's not such a big deal when they're killing each other. But
oh, Jesus Christ.
So that's good. But anyways, went there for lunch. I had a good meal. Can't remember what it was. It's called K. Paul's Kitchen is the name of it. And I had a nice meal. The two ladies I was with seemed to have nice meals. Later on, I hear they both had diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did you get the report back?
I think they were having a lot of diarrhea when they were down there. Because the food is very rich, and I guess their Canadian palates were not ready for it. So
I thought it was the just the racism squirting out of them.
No, but it's funny because they came down. They stayed with me in my dorm room, the two of them.
Yes.
The one I knew, I'd known since I was about 15 or so. No, even younger, 13. And the other one was her best friend. Never met the woman before in my life.
And they're in your dorm room.
Yes, sleeping in my dorm room.
Your dorm room is the size of a refrigerator laid horizontally.
I shared it with somebody. I had a roommate. He was not there for most of Mardi Gras, though, so it wasn't such a big deal. But both of them had to sleep on the floor. Both of the women had to sleep on the floor. Except for one night, one of them got really hammered. Passed out on my bed. I was like, oh, great. Now I got to fucking sleep on the floor.
Oh, no. So, you could have just rolled it right off.
Nah, that wouldn't have been nice. But anyways, so they both had diarrhea the whole time. But they were, you know, they every once in a while they would be thankful. They would say, oh, this is great because I would drive them everywhere. We would go and do stuff. And then,
you know, that just encourages a revisit.
What's that?
Whenever you're very accommodating to visitors.
Yeah, actually, that you're not far off. So anyways, the what am I going to say here? So they wanted to be nice because I wouldn't let them pay for gas or anything like that. So whenever we'd go to get gas, I'd pay for it, and they'd say, let's give you money. No. And they're like, okay, we've decided we're going to buy your whenever we go out to eat, we're going to buy what you eat. And then whenever we went out to eat, I would always get a beer or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just it's good with a meal. And then after a couple of days, they were like, do you have to drink beer with every fucking meal? Because they didn't want to have to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyways, that's how that went. How did we even get on that?
I don't know. But it was funny.
Paul Prudhomme. That's how we got it. Yeah,
Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise to Paul Prudhomme.
Wow. Burt Reynolds. Suck-ass movies. That's how we started.
Pretty much.
I think that's how we started.
Was he in anything good?
Burt Reynolds?
He was in Boogie Nights. That was pretty good.
No, you know.
Jackie Gleason was good in The Smokey and the Bandit. That's about the only part of Smokey and the Bandit that was any good.
You know what I liked? To me, Sally Field in was very quite appealing.
Norma Rae?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a little odd.
Did that take place in Ohio?
It could have. It didn't, but it could have. Because there was a union organizer, Ohio was already quite unionized.
The you know who French Stewart is?
No.
It used to be on Third Rock from the Sun,
right? Yeah, I do.
He was the younger guy, not the Lithgow, not the kid, but the guy in the middle.
Right.
He was on Corolla the other day because I guess he's doing a play with Matthew Modine, and they were just shooting the shit about their past and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had a really weird dad who considered himself a pirate without a ship. He would always say, I'm a pirate without a ship. He was like a con man, never really had a job in his life. Used to even, like after he split up with French Stewart's mother, used to have the kids on the weekends, and they'd go to the movies, and he would get into fist fights, like he would start fights and stuff like that.
Really?
And then later on in the conversation, it comes out he was originally from Ohio.
And where in Ohio?
He didn't elaborate.
I'm curious.
But French Stewart is a he's a junior.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when he started to make a little money, his dad tried to steal like 15 grand from him or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they both had the same name. So he had the license and everything. So he went into a bank and like either tried to cash a check or something, and the FBI called the actor up and said, somebody's trying to steal money from you. So,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me even a little bit.
I did want to make an announcement, and the announcement is no more URL. I'm done with it.
Okay.
You've been bored the last couple of times. I've seen it in your eyes. And I'm bored of trying to come up with stuff. So we're done with that.
Well, okay. No more shit sites.
No more shit sites.
Jesus
no more any
Christ,
sites.
Put that hat back on, Kramer.
Why? What's wrong with my hair? Sticking straight up?
Well, who cut it? Did you go back to the
bar? I went to Ken.
Really?
Your buddy. Your long-lost brother.
Yeah. Man. The sides are all nice and short, and the top looks like...
it's starting to get a little longer, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I'm due for a new do.
I forgot to tell you that when I went in there, I had an appointment with him. So I call him up, and I'm like, hey, he picks up the phone. I'm like, hey, Ken, I need to make an appointment to come in and see you. And he's like, okay, who is this? And because I didn't figure he'd need my name. I figured he'd just say, okay, come in at this time. I'll put you down. But anyways, the I go in. There's someone in the chair. The redheaded retarded kid. And his mom is there issuing instructions.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I would pay to see that.
No, that's not funny.
It is.
It's not.
Priceless. I mean, especially if funny? He spazzes every time you hit him with the clippers.
No, because he was probably in his teens.
That's okay. Did he have tactile issues, you know, that...
I don't think so.
Like if Ken gets too close, the dude's just like squirming in the chair.
I don't think so.
Squirming on the booster seat.
No. But really, is that funny?
Check out the big brain on Brad. You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
You're a smart motherfucker.
So how is that funny?
It would be entertaining to me.
You think?
Absolutely.
I just feel bad. I mean, the kid never did anything wrong. He was
he's
just
probably,
born that way.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably happy as fuck. He's never going to have to work. You know what I mean? Yeah.
His mom seemed kind of nice. I mean, that's a huge burden.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, and the mom taking the kid to the barber shop. So, you know, dad bailed when he found out he was having a slow learning child. Sure.
I think the dad's busy sticking his dick in the mashed potatoes.
Dad's bailed, man.
He might be in there. I didn't look for it. And this lady, she was, I don't know, maybe the kid was even older because the mom was no spring chicken.
Right.
She looked like she was in her 50s.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe she shat out the kid in her 40s.
There you go.
Fucking mongoloid. That's terrible.
I'm not calling them names, but
Yeah, Negro. That's all you had to say.
All right, Negro. So anyways, that's a really good line from, what was it, the Larry the Cable Guy roast? Nick DiPaolo said, he was talking about Larry the Cable. He's like, you know, Larry the Cable Guy has all these fans who don't even have cable. You've got 1,000 mongoloids standing outside on their roofs with tin foil on their heads trying to watch this. But just the way he used the word.
Mongoloids.
1,000 mongoloids.
Mongoloids.
Just assuming that people from the South are mongoloids. It's funny. So no more URL or not a URL.
Are folks from Mongolia mongoloids?
I don't think so.
Mongolians.
Aren't they barbecue people?
Mongolians. You know, I watched that thing with Ewan McGregor and his buddy. It's very long. It's like 7 hours long.
What is it?
The motorcycle thing.
Oh, okay. What, they went around the world or something like that?
Yeah. And they were going through Mongolia.
Do they even have roads there?
Yeah, not so much. It looked like.
What do you do for gas?
Well, they have some kind of pump puke here and there, but it's not. It's
not good.
Good.
Gas.
No.
Did you ever get that P.G. O'Rourke book I told you to get about the car?
Yes.
Culture. Did you read it?
I did not.
Because a lot of the stuff is re-released, like from the '70s and eighties,
mm-hmm.
And he talks about going through Mexico and having to deal with like the really shitty gas and stuff like
you're
that.
Right.
So you watched the whole thing, this
yeah.
whole 7 hours?
Yeah.
On your vacation?
No. This is years ago.
Oh, okay.
When it first came out. The Long Way Around or something.
That's
like that.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. It's very good. It was a mini series thing, but on the DVD, it's a 7 hour stretch.
Right. Did your wife hate you after that?
Yeah, she didn't watch any of it.
Didn't watch it?
No.
So are you going to tell us about your vacation or?
Lake Powell. It's very nice.
Spent 10 days?
No.
R&Ring?
No. Well,
but you were off for 10 days.
Yeah. Off. Well, oh, yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, it's over already.
So why don't you take us through it? How does that? You leave work Thursday the previous week or Wednesday?
Wednesday, actually. And then Thursday we just kind of did trip prep. And then left Friday morning.
Did you have your checklist and clipboard and all that?
Yeah. Yes. In fact, yes.
You really go through all that?
No. No, I kind of start to put things out a little bit ahead of time.
What kind of things?
Socks, generally.
What socks. The fuck is that? You put socks out?
Yeah. Lay socks out in a row. You know. No, I pack very light.
Yeah.
And I put whatever I need in a duffel bag.
Right.
Rolled tightly.
That's supposed to keep it fairly unwrinkled, right?
Yeah,
and take up not a lot of space.
I haven't tried it with a dress shirt at all, and I don't know if it would work because of the collar thing. But
yeah, that'd be tough. Is what kind of an angle do you take?
But it works on everything else.
Sharpays?
Sure.
Yeah, to work on a Sharpay, just roll it up.
Yeah.
Straighten it out.
They walk sideways.
Well, you know what? An iron works for them, too.
What's that?
On a Sharpay?
No.
Yeah, an iron on their face.
No?
No good? When they're puppies, if you get the iron to them early when they're puppies, you can straighten all those wrinkles out. So, okay, so you lay out your clothes.
Yeah, not so much. You know, I don't worry about it.
Right.
I don't take enough for every day. I take clean underwear.
So then Thursday morning, take us through it.
Thursday morning, Friday morning.
We left Friday. You do on Thursday?
Well, that's what I said. We went and
decompressed?
Yeah. Slept in and...
Was your wife off on Thursday as well?
Yes. Tell that we were leaving Thursday, actually. She said, oh, no, we're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay. She planned the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Made all the arrangements.
Well, that's good. So, all right.
Well, you know, when you get to Flagstaff, you feel like, oh, we're almost there.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And then what do you take from there, 89?
Yeah.
Straight up?
89 straight up. It's like another 160 miles or so.
So about 2.5 hours from Flagstaff?
It's a nice drive. Well, you know, speed limit's 75, so you set the cruise at 85.
You took your car?
Yeah.
PT Cruiser?
No.
Is that still running?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it's still running. Needs motor mounts now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they're rubber pieces of shit motor mounts, and they need replaced.
Do you know that
the car
everybody made money during this clash, Cash for Clunkers? Everybody's sales went up except for Chrysler and GM.
Yeah.
Ford did fine.
Yeah.
Not Chrysler and GM.
Well, what are they? I don't know.
I thought you were going to pick yourself up 2 Volts for the family.
Yeah.
2 Chevy Volts.
What a disaster, huh?
Oh, such mismanagement.
At 40K.
Have you seen the commercial for the new Taurus show?
Yeah, I actually saw one at the car show last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What, at the Pavilions or the Safeway?
The Safeway up there by some old codger had one.
Brand new one?
Brand new.
Wow.
Had everything in it.
Nice looking?
It's okay.
Still a Ford, though. Huh?
Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with Ford as a rule, but yeah. Very large. It's a very large car.
Really? I wonder how it is on gas.
I don't know.
Barely, I just saw the first commercial
fairly
yesterday.
Large, you know, and turbo cars are inherently thirsty anyway.
Yeah. So it's turbo, not supercharged?
Correct.
Okay. Was the guy showing it off with the hood up and all that business?
Yeah, you know, it's got the giant engine cover on it, though. You really can't see much.
Right. Well, a lot of cars are like that nowadays,
It's okay. But, you know, the guy probably spent looking at what it starts at.
What's it start at?
Like 38.
Jesus, really?
And he's got some, he had it fully optioned, which had like this backup camera that shows on the navigation screen,
right.
And all, I mean, just multiple things that are fairly expensive options. So my guess is he was tickling
50
mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Rear drive,
all-wheel drive.
The
show is all-wheel drive, which, you know, you have a transverse mounted V6, which is in a transaxle, which is like an inherent front drive platform,
right,
with more multiple angles to get a shaft to go back to the rear wheels. It's probably one of those like 80-20 kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
So it's not very good, and certainly not worth $45,000.
For me, no.
What would be the direct competitors? Because I guess it sounds like it's bigger than an Audi S4.
Oh, yeah. It's
a 335 XI.
I don't know the class, but it looks to be a large car. I mean, like
so it'd compete with like the BMW 5 Series.
It's larger than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big car.
Why would they develop that now?
I don't know. I don't know any. You know, I don't know. It it's fairly attractive.
Right.
The interior looked nice. But it's still...
Did that, he have all leather?
Yeah, and the center of the seats looked like to be suede.
Oh, okay.
Or Alcantara kind of material, perforated. Because the seats are heated and cooled. That was an option. Okay. You know, so you got...
You don't need heated seats here.
Not here, but the cooled would be nice to have a little bit of fresh air blowing up your butt whenever or across your lower back whenever you're, you know... Because the summers here are... And I'm fucking sick of the summer now. I'm ready for it to just cool off.
It is. I mean,
no bullshit.
At night, it's cooling off.
Fucking last night, I'm on my way home at 11:30, and it's 92 degrees.
That's better than 102.
I understand that, but you know, I still got fucking ball fungus happening. I mean, Lotrimin. I keep Lotrimin in business myself.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Spray your balls.
You live in the fucking desert.
Yeah, I know. I'm just tired of it. This time of year, every year, I'm done with it.
You considering going back?
Going back where?
Ohio.
I would fucking shoot myself in the mouth before I went back there.
I've only met your wife once, and then I don't know how it came about, but I was like, so I hear you guys are looking for a summer home in Ohio. She just had no sense of humor about it at all.
No. No. And you know what? She has a recurring nightmare, actually, that she talks about once in a while. She'll wake up and she'll be like, fuck. She dreams every now and then that I'm making her move back to Ohio. I'm like, why do you dream that? You know, and not only move to Ohio, but move to Ohio to a trailer park somewhere. Like, so I don't know where that comes from, but anyway, that's...
Well, that's one of the things you guys have in common, it seems. Your abhorrence for that area of the country.
Yeah, you know, I don't... I think that may be the only thing we have in common at this point. But,
well, you both convert oxygen to carbon dioxide as well.
Yeah, but I think I'm much more efficient at that.
Okay, so let's get back to your vacation. Friday, you head out.
Friday, we head out. Beautiful drive. And, you know, the farther north you go, it gets, you know.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Because it gets higher.
Yeah, and then it kind of, when you kind of descend into Page.
Well, because Flagstaff's 7,000 feet.
Right, and then you descend, what's Page? 3,000, 3,500 or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Still, it was cooler and very nice. The weather was perfect. Saturday, that was when we stayed at the Wah Weep Resort.
Right.
And it was okay. Older building, but it had been updated.
Right.
Hammered copper sink in the bathroom, you know, with the...
nice room? Just an average room.
Just an average room.
Refrigerator?
Yeah. Little refrigerator.
Microwave?
No microwave. Coffee maker.
College boy mini fridge?
Yeah. It was really small.
Yeah.
Really, really small. But it functioned.
The Wah Weep.
The beds were nice.
Oh, yeah. Double bed? Or two singles?
Two
like Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Two queen size beds.
Were those names right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Fred and Ethel. Yeah.
Mertz. The Mertzes, right? Yeah. That's Lucy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
The beds were nice. Multiple layers of goodness to sleep on.
What's this run somebody on a nightly basis? Over 100?
Yeah, I think it was a buck and a half.
Jesus. Well, you got a couple of healthcare workers. Combining those incomes, you guys could probably buy the place.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you're staying there. What happens on Friday? You just chill out?
We went out to eat. We found this in Page. There's a main road that kind of loops. It's kind of a U-shaped. It goes in and then back out. A Mexican restaurant. It was really fucking good.
Really?
Really, really, really good. Great service.
That's good.
Family-owned thing that was, we had like three people wait on us. I wasn't quite sure who the person was, but
right.
I don't know what they do with the tip. Really good. And then we have I don't know if it's in Phoenix Magazine or something.
Right.
The Loth gets this thing. 25 best restaurants in Arizona.
It's one of them?
It's one of them.
Really?
Yeah, we just dumbed across it. It looked.
What's it called?
I don't know. It was very good. And that price, it was like, I don't know, We got out of there for like $30.
Wow.
Yeah. Really good stuff. Saturday, we took I don't know what it was called. They have different boat tours. If you boated, I don't know anything about boating.
A little bit. I had a boat growing up. And
did
so,
you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not much of a water dog myself. Right. I swim, and I've done this. I've never skied, but I've done the tubing stuff, you know.
Right.
And it's just really not all that appealing to me.
Really?
And I've never done the boat thing, so I don't know. And up there are these buoys all over the place. You
right.
know? Different colors, and they have a number on it that's just arbitrary to me. It means nothing. So I'm not comfortable renting the boat. I would feel
right.
obligated to take some kind of a class of some type before I
right.
would do that. So it's best I don't bother with that.
Right.
So we took this tour to the Rainbow Bridge.
Right.
And it was like on a 40-foot boat. And I could hear the diesel clatter, you know. And you look behind the boat, and it's obviously two props. So they're two motors.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked there was a captain and then an attendant or whatever they are. The
right. First mate.
Whatever. And I said, those are diesels. Because you could get a little flavor of the smell, but you could
right.
hear it. And underneath this like 40.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Yeah, fuck. Underneath this like 40-foot boat, there are two 700 horsepower diesels.
Wow. 1,400 horses.
Yeah. I mean, that boat would actually giddy up pretty well. Well, and then, but the Lake Powell is very long.
Right.
So this Rainbow Bridge to get up there is like almost half a day trip. It was 50 some miles. But we would get out in these open channels, and the captain would just take off, and off we would go. And that big boat with the dual engines made quite a giant wake.
Right.
So we would have, like, you know.
People following you.
Yep. Four or five jet skis continually, right. you know, behind us, jumping the wakes and stuff. And it was entertaining. It's good, though. Weather was good Saturday. It was kind of cloudy. Actually had a few raindrops Saturday morning. I understand it rained quite hard here Saturday morning.
Yeah, last Saturday I think was a pretty crappy day.
But up there, the weather, it was perfect. Temperature was good. Sitting on the top deck of the boat and. Nice air. Of course, I slathered up in my SPF 6000.
Well, you're a very light-skinned individual.
I am,
translucent.
I am Caucasian.
And so this is pretty much the whole Saturday?
Yeah, it was all day. It was an all-day thing.
You go back to the Mexican restaurant that night?
No, you know, we talked about it, because down the street from there, equally as appealing, well-lit, nice appearing outside
mm-hmm.
was a steakhouse seafood place.
Right.
But we didn't go. We instead ate at this, I forget what it was called, Driftwood Lounge inside the...
Any place with a lounge you
yeah.
can't beat.
Well, yeah. And it was, you know, we got bar food and had a few beers. And
right.
Food was pretty awful.
Was it?
Yeah. And then BYU game on Saturday
okay.
evening, and I think there was I don't know, 30 interested Mormon individuals screaming at the TV in there,
yeah,
having a grand time drinking their diet sodas and their diet Sprite. And
so, okay, and then you leave on Sunday, or you're still there Sunday?
No, we left Sunday.
So just 2 days, really just a day.
Really just all day Saturday, yeah. Two nights, but all day Saturday. That was...
So then you got a whole week to yourself. What do you do with that?
Yeah, nothing.
You didn't do anything last week?
Not a fucking thing.
You
did something. We went to restaurants, and, you know, there's a place out at Westgate. It began with a G. It was a Mexican restaurant. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went out there, and the place is the same, but the name has changed.
Hmm.
Now it begins with a C.
Same menu, though?
No, menu's different. But it was very
still good.
Oh, very good. So I don't know what happened. I don't know. I didn't ask anybody. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of places
are
hurting.
Was a corporate name change. Well, the place was always busy, always busy.
Right.
And with the name change, the building, they didn't change any of the decor or anything. They just changed the name. But they still have that buffet set up daily if you want it, you know.
Oh, they have a buffet.
Yeah, I never do that.
No.
But, and it toward the end of the meal, they bring you these hot sopapillas, you know, and they have honey on the table. It's the same kind of thing, but I don't know what the deal was. Maybe it was just a corporate name change or.
How far is Page from Lake Powell?
5 miles or so.
Just 5 miles.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And then part of Lake Powell, or a lot of it, I guess, is actually in Utah, right?
Almost all of it. Almost all of it. Yeah, because Glen Canyon Dam is right at, there's Page, and you go just to the northwest of Page, right on the corner of this of the town,
right,
is Glen Canyon Dam.
Okay.
And then that you go up 89 a little bit to the northwest, up 3 miles, 4 miles or so, and then that's where the big giant marina and the resort was.
Seems like kind of a closed community because a couple of years ago I started inquiring about land in the Page area, maybe buying something and eventually building on it. So I went to our realtor first and she was like, you know what? Honestly, I don't know any realtors up in that area. I know of this person, but I can't vouch for them because I don't know them. And that's it. That's really all there were. And I've done some Google searches looking for land up there, and there's really not much to be seen.
It borders the Navajo Nation there.
Right.
So you can't really go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere east, right.
Or of course, north is the lake.
Right.
And east and even south is the Navajo Nation. So Page is like on this little indent. So they're kind of landlocked, really.
What about west?
West is the river and the dam. Hmm. And then there's a giant canyon. And
okay.
So there's really not much to go with. Now, I understand just north of the downtown area, there's another, it's like Antelope Marina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some development up there. But it's all master plan stuff, you know.
Right.
I don't know that there's like custom home stuff up there.
Well, that makes sense then. There's really not much that they can develop, I guess that makes sense.
It was okay though. I mean, Page was, on 89 as you enter town, there's a giant Walmart super center on the left, you know.
And right.
Typical kind of. I don't know.
Small town bullshit?
Yeah, not so attractive when you come right in.
Right.
But just south, it's a beautiful drive. It really is. You can see the Vermilion Cliffs off to the west. Just huge, giant mesa that sticks up. And
right.
It's really nice. And 89A is an appendage off of, that you can ultimately take to the north rim of the canyon.
Right.
Really, it's just really attractive. Roads are nice.
Pretty isolated, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, you're out there. You're
not
out
much
there.
Going on other than Page.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be, I don't know, I guess if you were on a motorcycle or something and broke down, you might have issue, but other than that, it doesn't seem too far between facilities.
Right.
You know, it's not like I've been in areas that, like, Jesus Christ, did civilization end?
You know?
But it's not like that.
Well, I always thought that, and I've never been there, but I've seen a lot of pictures. I thought, oh, that might be a nice place to retire. But, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be that far outside of a major city, though.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, it's very nice up there, but I got to tell you, whenever we left on Sunday, I was done.
Yeah.
I like to have a lot of, even if I'm not participating necessarily, I like to have a lot of activity around.
Right.
So the city is good for me.
Yeah. You'd be all right living in a city when you're retired, you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Putting up with traffic even when you're not trying to get to work or something?
Yeah, then I wouldn't give a shit, right?
You think you're going to really retire? What do you think?
I think I'll be dead first.
You really think so?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Really?
Because that's, you know,
you'd be working full time and you drop dead, you figure?
Yeah, I figure.
Really? That's kind of sad.
I never,
you have a timeline for this?
I don't really think too much about it. No, I mean, I figure I'll just get to a point that I'll just, you know, I'm kind of hoping it actually works out that way. I don't want to suffer some long chronic decline, you know
right.
what I mean, where you're just like, oh, fuck, my kidneys are done now.
Right.
So now I'm, you know, hanging out on dialysis for a year and a half or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not, I'd like to be just pecking along and doing what I want and hanging out, everything
right.
going well, and then, you know, you just blow a cerebral aneurysm and hit the deck.
Do you, is it because you're afraid of going before a death panel? You don't want a prolonged illness?
Well, you know, I was, if Sarah Palin's involved, I think I could talk her out of whatever she's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I was reading something in The Economist about the death panels and how much bullshit it is. Because the leaps that they're making.
It's just complete ridiculous.
There's nothing about death panels, but there's community standards. And, oh, by the way, that's not in the bill either. And they're making all these suppositions. But I don't know. It's just silly. How are you feeling about this whole thing? You still happy with your buddy?
Yeah, in fact.
Even though he's backing off of a lot of this stuff?
I'm sorry to see that happen. But, you know, I got to tell you. I'm out there. I think a single payer would be a good thing. And if not the public option, I think for this reform to even be effective, public option has to be there.
Yeah, I'm not even sure why they're what the reform's going to be if there's not a public option.
Well, I think some of the things that they may mandate that, you know, folks can't be dropped once they're ill and they can't.
Right.
Okay, so that's. Put that one up there. Then number two, that they can't exclude for pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And those two things are going to, without a public option, I just see them just raising the premiums to cover the increased
right.
risk.
Right.
So once that risk is covered financially, it's going to just hit more folks and exclude even more folks from affording health insurance.
Before we move on to healthcare, I wanted to ask you one more question. I want you to describe your vacation, and I'm going to frame it in your vacation to Lake Powell, just get through it or falling in love all over again. Which one?
It has to be one or the other.
Which one is it?
It has to be one or the other?
Yeah.
Just get through
it. Just get through it. Okay, so... So those are going to be the things, and yeah, you're probably right that they're just going to charge more anyways. With the whole bill, it was going to mandate that people have coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and I remember when you sent me the link when Obama was still campaigning, I guess I don't understand the whole, how do you mandate that someone have coverage? Like, didn't they propose that they were going to fine people who didn't have coverage or some bullshit like that?
Charge a fee to employers of folks to help subsidize their employees.
Okay.
Paying for their own insurance.
But they weren't going to fine individuals.
Not that I'm aware.
Because how can you even do that?
Yeah, well, I don't see how that.
Because I thought I read that in his initial plan.
And, you know, that turd wouldn't flush.
No, how do you charge somebody if they can't afford something?
That's right.
What good does...
That's right.
Maybe that was Hillary Clinton's plan.
You know, and they it throws everybody into the pool. You can't just have a pool of folks that are ill and aged that have health insurance because everybody's at a high risk. You
right.
need to have the balance of... of young, healthy folks participating in this giant pool,
right?
To help pay for the we're paying now for the via taxes for the folks that are on Medicare and
right,
and it just has to work that way. It all or none is a better concept. It balances the cost.
They say everybody has coverage because Medicaid, you can go to an emergency room and stuff like that. You're very well versed in the fact that. One emergency room visit can potentially, not even a very severe one, can cost more than like 10 times an office visit.
Oh, easily.
Easily. So it's more cost effective if these people have insurance, have are covered in some way,
folks that
so
have,
that they have maintenance rather than letting stuff go. And we've already proven, I mean, your whole job is about people who have these things at their disposal and refuse to use them.
Correct.
So.
Correct. That, yes. And the folks that are non-compliant, which in my world is nearly everyone.
Right.
They're not going to participate anyway.
Right. So I guess that means it doesn't matter what we have because they're just not going to. And there's that small percentage that don't live healthier because they don't know. But a majority of them know better and just don't care.
So do we syntax fast food?
No, I don't like that idea.
No?
No, it's just. But I think that removes personal responsibility from the equation.
That's right.
Because. And then the whole bullshit with the cigarettes and stuff. You know they're terrible. We've known they were terrible for 30 years
at least.
Said,
that's
and
right.
Then you act like, and then you sue the tobacco companies.
Oh, you killed grandma.
I just, you know, and I think that the further we get from personal responsibility, the more you're going to see shit like this where it's, oh, we need this and this. Because well, we don't expect people to be responsible anymore.
That's one of the rights arguments, I think. Why should we pay and be responsible for those that aren't responsible for themselves?
But we do anyways.
Well,
because they have insurance coverage, right. So a lot of them
but
do.
But that's one of their arguments, you know. Right. They don't want to, I don't want to pay for these people. But you're paying anyway. Right. And generally, it's only when there's some kind of a giant emergency room visit.
Right.
No maintenance at all, no health maintenance at all, but they show up with a, you know, giant MI and terrific vascular disease at that point. So
myocardial infarction. Yeah, it's and another thing that I've been noodling over is how far we've gotten from what makes sense where we don't even ask questions anymore. Like the whole war in Iraq and stuff. Nobody asked how much that was going to cost.
Right.
But everybody wants to know how much this healthcare thing is going to cost.
Well, the war in Iraq doesn't have highly paid lobbyists protecting the money.
Right.
That's fed to the war in Iraq.
Right.
And like this Yahoo from South Carolina.
Sanford?
You lied. What's his name?
Senator?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Congressman.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't. It's jumped out of my skull. Anyway, if he doesn't win election, I'm sure he'll end up with a highly paid job with the insurance industry somehow.
Who's he talking? Or who's he talking about lying?
Oh, didn't you hear that?
No, I don't have cable anymore. I just read these things.
Fucking Amish.
Amish.
Obama did his joint session of Congress speech.
Oh, okay. Was this before or after he was brainwashing Americans' children?
Wasn't that a fucking... I'm telling you, man. I mean, who even... fucking George Bush could come on and speak to the kids. How is that a bad thing?
Is our children getting smarter?
Is they?
There's no such thing as ideology anymore. It's partisanship. Everything's partisanship.
Complete.
On both sides.
That's right.
Because the whole Guantanamo and stuff like that, a lot of people that were bitching and complaining about that before, they're quiet now that Obama's in office. He hasn't really done anything about it either.
Other than sign the paper.
Right. So it's still going on.
Right.
And we don't hear much about it anymore. And the stuff that if Bush were doing it, Republicans wouldn't cry about it, and they cry about Obama doing it's just there's no ideology. It's all partisanship.
It's all partisan.
And the media is complicit in the whole thing because that's all they put out there is they don't do any analysis or anything.
Not
like
at
that.
All.
They just this person says this thing. And oh, by the way, it's an outrageous lie. And here's why it's a lie. And then and they don't say that part.
No,
this person says this. And both things are so false or so shallow that if you understood the facts below behind them, you'd know that what they were saying is basically bullshit. So, but yeah, no one asked how much the war was going to cost, but they're very concerned about how much covering people. And I don't know that I necessarily agree that it's a right either, but it's become abundantly clear that it would be cheaper for all of us
ultimately,
if people were covered.
That's right.
So from a financial perspective, do it. And because people just keep getting more and more unhealthy, but I guess, and I don't even know what it is. Maybe medical care is a little better and food, the preservatives in food, we're living longer. So it's just going to cost more and more and more.
I have a real issue with for-profit health plans. I wouldn't work for a for-profit organization.
Well, I don't know how much difference there is between a for-profit health plan and what we work for. Because it's not like we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart. I mean, our CEO makes a lot of fucking money, and he gets a bonus every year, as do all the senior-level executives.
Understood. There are for-profit companies out there,
right,
in healthcare that own hospitals, multiple hospitals.
Right.
And the way they approach healthcare, it's abundantly clear immediately when you go onto a floor and see how things are.
Really?
Oh,
you notice a difference?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So like a Kaiser, or is Kaiser also not for profit?
You know, I don't know.
I've heard a lot of bad things about it. It was a Kaiser facility that was dumping patients in. Basically in their hospital gowns.
Taking them to Skid Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. You got to piss?
I got to piss like a fucking racehorse.
Okay. So I'll put this on pause. Then we'll come back and do the dichotomy and then close it up.
Dichotomy.
All right. Bob's got himself back now from draining his main vein. He's getting situated.
The main vein.
Okay, so we're going to do dichotomy 5, then close it up because you couldn't hold it. Are we ready for this? The loath's in the heezy now after her 18-mile run this morning.
Jesus
Christ. No peeking. Go stand over by Bob, please.
I wouldn't run 18 miles if I was being chased.
I don't think I could run 18 miles in 18 days, to be honest with you.
I don't even like to drive 18 miles.
What's it for you again? 13, 30 to get here? What is it? Some ridiculous amount?
I don't know.
You told me one day.
25 or something.
Is it 25?
24, 25, yeah.
That's a, are you coming? You're coming to the party next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And you're bringing your lovely wife and children as well?
Yeah, no.
None of them?
None.
Nobody's coming?
No.
Everybody's invited. Okay. To Bob, cricket or Hialeah?
Cricket.
To the loath. The loath says Hialeah. I noticed that it's been brought up that on recent episodes where there were people off mic because we use these condenser microphones, you can't hear them on the recording.
Not at all.
So I have to, yeah, unless they really yell.
I like the bats better.
So I have to, the bats.
The cricket.
Oh, yeah. To the loath. She's going to love this one. W or HW? Loath goes with HW.
W.
Really? Okay.
Well, you don't know what my...
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To Bob, Miami Vice or Magnum P.I.?
Magnum.
To the Loath. Oh, please. Nigga, please. Okay, so Loath goes with Miami Vice. To the loath, Pat Robertson or Jerry Falwell? Loath says Pat Robertson. Robert?
Jerry Falwell.
Robert says Jerry Falwell. No, he's from Virginia, or his Liberty University is from Virginia. You know, a lady from work, she's got triplets. She had triplets, and that was the end of it. He had one batch of kids and then had it all over with two boys and a girl. The two boys are currently at Liberty University.
Do I know this person?
I don't think so.
Very nice.
She's an RN. But she's no longer on the clinical side. She's on the business side. So, all right, last question. Where are we? I think we're at Bob. Sha-na-na or hee-haw?
Oh, fuck. Hee-haw.
Loth? Loth says Sha-na-na. Do you have a favorite Sha-na-na person? Do you remember anyone besides Bowser? Yeah. And then the big guy with the beard who was bald that played the sax. I don't know his name, though.
I just said hee-haw because they had hot girls in Daisy Dukes.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't remember much about hee-haw. That guy's still trying to make a go of it. The guy that plays Bowser, he's still like trying to make money being a celebrity.
Is he 70?
He's got to be up there. Yeah, he's got to be up there. So that's it. That's five. I just came up with the last two while Bob was in the bathroom. So that's going to do it. You got anything else for us?
We're going to Vegas.
When are you going?
The first,
October?
First, second, third, fourth. Is that in 2 weeks?
Maybe. We'll figure something out.
All right.
Don't worry about it. We may have to delay or we'll do something. Who knows? If people are still here late next Saturday and everybody's half in the pail, maybe we could record something then. I don't know. We'll see. Loth have anything else? Currently molesting the puppy. I think that's going to do it then. That's good?
Okay, bye.
Okay, be nice to dogs. Goodbye.
Chimpanzee.